In 3-4 weeks' time, it'll all be over, actually, or pretty much. And what will be left? The tinsel will be packed away, the food will be gone in and gone out again, and the partying will be over, and what will be left? I hope and pray for everybody here and over the Christmas season in Westcott, what you'll be left with is sure hope, because that's going to be the theme that runs through over our Christmas season, and by coincidence, it's the theme of St. Paul's Dorking as well, which says to me, actually, that we is a key thing that people are looking for at the moment, looking for hope. Because we may think, why on earth is there any hope at all? We may prefer to be the person in despair or the person who's got their head in the sand. All so much going on, isn't there, with Brexit, elections, terrorism, awfully, in the last couple of days again. And just on the radio this morning, I have to say, climate scientists saying that it may actually now be too late and that we are going to have an international coming together to deal with the crisis that is coming. So how on earth can you have hope with all of this? And of course, for everyone here, from youngest to oldest, is the fact of our own death as well. And what does that mean? How about having hope? So how can on earth we approach today and tomorrow with hope? And I'm sure some do despair, and I'm sure others put their head in the sand. We had a friend, now deceased, but he's a great friend and a great guy. But whenever the news came on at home, he put his fingers in his ears because he didn't want to hear. And that's just to avoid what was going on. And I'm sure you sympathise with that, but putting your head in the sand can't be the right way to do it. Instead, to approach this life like that person there. Wouldn't that be wonderful, to have that sense of real hope for the future and tomorrow, Monday morning, real expectation. It can and is our promise in God, I do say to you. But first of all, very quickly, children, could you get up with your pews and could you go and click those words in? And I want 7 that are horrible ones and 7 that are really positive ones. There are 7 out there. Could you go and do swaps, click them in, and you've got about 2 minutes to click them all and we'll find out what all these 7 words are and just try and get you're looking for 7 of each one. Well, if you concentrate on one of the horrible ones or 7 of the good ones, then that will give us some focus. So you might like to call out if you've got words that are different to what others have got there. And other children might need to help if you want to. You've had about a minute now. There's about a minute left. How many have you got? So 7 different words you're looking for. Are we there? How many have we got? Caden? Come over. All right, time's up. Come over, Caden, and bring over your whatever you've got there, and we'll see what... Right. Caden, could you call out... Which ones have you been collecting? You've been collecting the positive ones by the look of it. Okay, you just want to call out your positive ones there for a moment. Oh, that's a negative one. What have you got?
Optimism.
I'll take... Yeah, go on.
Faith.
Expectation, or another expectation, lots of, and next one?
Anticipation.
Anticipation, faith again, faith again, optimism again, expectation again.
Courage.
Good.
Faith.
Or faith again, anticipation again.
Anticipation.
I think you might
optimism.
Be near the 7, actually. Well done.
Yeah.
Excellent. Who's got the negative ones? Are you not horrible?
I've got three.
We'll go for Charlie now. Who's got the, go on Charlie, what are they?
Dejection, gloom, depression.
Well, you've got a good voice for it. Well done. Yeah.
Despondency. What else? Oh, yeah, dependency.
Dependency.
I think that's
yeah,
all.
Any more? Have we got anyone? Seth?
Desolation, anguish, gloom, despondency, misery, dejection, but I've got 2 glooms.
Right, yeah, 2 glooms. So 2 glooms. Has anyone got anything different? You all got pretty much the same.
I've got
that's great. Thank you very much. But I think that's great for everyone. Could you mind sitting over there? Because I need your help again in a moment. If you mind sitting in that front pew over there, that would be excellent. I think you've pretty much got them all there. And what a contrast it is, isn't it? If you have a look on the screen here about what the words are, those horrible words on the there about despair, which of course is the opposite of hope. If you don't have hope, somewhere you're on that spectrum of despair, actually. And all those words there, and yet hope, the person you can be if you know you've got hope in your life. You can be a person of confidence, expectation, optimism, anticipation, and actually it will make you courageous to do the right thing and to live in the hope that is promised to us. And that means about having faith as well and as keeping the promises that have been given to us. So you can absolutely be that person, which is absolutely great and wonderful. And there's a verse I'd like hope that you will take, hope, that's a good word, take away by the end of this Christmas season. The word is up there. Can we all say that together? Where it says all, and then that verse up there from Hebrews. All together? We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. And that's you there then, for Hebrews 6:19. And all those words can be yours, and you can be experiencing more and more of that by the end of the Christmas season, I promise you. And then, but how can you know? Isn't looking into the future, even looking into next week, isn't it a bit look like that? Looking into the fog, and you actually can't see what is going to happen. And it just looks gloomy, as those words suggested, ahead of us. Well, recently, Jenny and I went to Tate Modern, and we saw an exhibition by the Scandinavian artist who works with nature. His name is Olafur Eliasson, and what he does is he has installations that relate with art. And one of them, well, you're warned, it's about a 50-yard tunnel of thick fog. And when you go into it, you really have to trust that just stepping forward, that you're going in the right place. You can't see anything, which is all fine, except one lady absolutely panicked. She got in, as soon as she got in, she realised the door was shut behind her, and she went into a great, great panic. Fortunately, Jenny, kind Jenny, comforted her and walked alongside her, and that seemed to me a great image of hope as well, walking alongside one another into the future. But wouldn't it have been so much better if someone had come from the end of the tunnel guiding her through with a torch, with a light, and saying, it's fine, it's okay, come this way and go and be guided through. And actually, something like this, I suppose. Something, oh, he's gone, can't really see it. But there's somebody there in the gloom with a torch and that with a lamp. And the Christian faith says, that's what God has done. In 3 weeks' time, as we celebrate, God has come out of the gloom as a baby, born as a child, and shown us that there is sure hope, the way forward. He's come to direct us and tell us that there is sure hope through the gloom. So we're going to sing it again in a moment, but first of all, don't worry about those, we'll leave those. But first of all, I need your hope help again down here, because we've got some theology to do from the book of Hebrews. It's one of the most difficult books in the Bible, but I'm sure you can help me here, because that verse I gave you comes from this passage. Here again, can we say all those words again? This hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. So the first one there, I need somebody to read that. Could you just read what it says on A? Okay.
People swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms that what is said and puts an end to all argument.
So swear by something greater than themselves, and so it makes it a firm promise, doesn't it? Can we, somebody like to read B on the screen? Yeah, thank you, Caden.
Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to their
heirs.
Of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath.
So God is promising by himself, basically, and we are the heirs of his promise. And how does it go on then? Yeah. And that one, who would like to read that one? Let's see. You'd like to do it, Charlie?
See.
Up the top there.
It is impossible for God to lie.
It is impossible. It's written into our very existence, our very nature. The promises of God are there and they cannot be denied. And so then come to the next one again. Oh, you'd like to do, thank you, Archie.
We who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us may be greatly encouraged.
Fled from the stuff of this world. Flee to God, flee to the hope that is there. And then be greatly encouraged, because the next verse is that one again.
We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure.
I would say that bit as well, because you need to know it's Hebrews 6:19. Whatever's going on, you've got an anchor in the soul, personally, nationally, internationally. There's an anchor in the soul that will mean that you can be a person full of hope and confidence. And the next bit is where it gets a bit tricky. Anyone like to read B? Thank you very much, Seth.
It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where our forerunner, Jesus, has entered on our behalf.
Thank you very much. And Natalie, what I'd read that next one, please.
He has become a high priest forever.
Lovely, thank you very much. That's where it gets a bit tricky, isn't it? What is it talking about? So God in Christ has brought heaven and earth together, essentially. Goes through the curtain, when crucified, and now all the promises of heaven are ours. Heaven and earth come together. And so we can be absolutely people of this sure hope. Impossible for God to lie. His promises are true and sure. And so that's, we need to say this again to make sure we've got it. Oh, where's it gone? Oh, that's where I'll stop here. Sorry about that. Okay. We're going to sing again in a moment. Can we hold on to that for a moment? We have this sure hope, God cannot lie, and then we're going to see a bit more in a moment what that hope is going to mean practically day by day. But we need to sing about that God coming to us in Christ, from heaven you came, helpless babe. Bit at the end as well. Can we say this together again? We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Hebrews 6:19. And so we have this hope for the soul that can be absolutely ours day by day. And over the Christmas season, then you need to come back. You need to be here at the carol service, because we're going to unpack more about what hope for today means, what it will live as a person who knows they've got hope every day. And in summary, it's on the screen there. It's on your news sheet as well on the back. You are made in God's image, and every one of you are. You are loved through and through, and so are everybody else around the world. Devil, evil, believe it or not, it may not seem like it, it is defeated. God, Christ Jesus, is with us, interceding, bringing heaven to earth. There is power in the Holy Spirit. Prayer actually changes things. And Jesus, coming as a baby, living in the life of a servant, shows us, as we've just sung, that humility is the way forward, has great, great power. So come to the carol service. We're going to unpack that more on that day. And also come on Christmas night or Christmas day, and we're going to talk about hope for tomorrow and unpack that more. There is hope for tomorrow. There is no condemnation in Christ. You can see your future beyond death with utter confidence and hope. Death has been swallowed up in victory, and that's the many deaths we all experience as well, and all the horrible things that go on. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Sorrow will end. There will be justice. There will be a new heaven and a new earth. So you need to be here at Christmas midnight, 11 o'clock, or Christmas Day, and we're going to unpack it all there. But take in some of the ideas now. Go away with your news sheet. Start to pray them into your life. And just once more, at least, we have that again. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure, Hebrews 6:19. There's just a question to just take away with you, but how can you have that hope? And clearly it has to come by immersing yourself in the word of promise, the scriptures, the Bible. It has to come by knowing Christ in your lives and about how he's so alive today and bringing his promise into you. And when you do that, you'll find out by experience and reason that it happens. You know, whatever's going on, the bad things that happen to all of us, that God is yet there and there is sure hope. You'll know from your experience and from your reason. And just one example to give you about a saint, and she's given me permission to say this, Hazel Shearing, some of you know, that she's a very wonderfully saintly lady, but very frail now. And she, about 10 days ago, she fell and broke her hip. I saw Hazel in hospital last Sunday. She's on morphine because of the pain. She's laid up on her back, immobile. She'd been in that state for several days. And I said to Hazel, are you bored yet? And she said, I never get bored. I can always talk to God. And that is the sure hope that you can practice day by day. You can know that presence of God in your life, and then you can know that the promises for the future too are true as you know God in your life today. And so, in summary, hope for today, come to the carol service. Hope for tomorrow, come at Christmas night or Christmas day. And finally, one more time, and take this away, I pray, into your lives. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Hebrews 6:19. Amen.